Be on page Pei Tet.
Left column. Ve'ila HaMishpatim. Ki Sikna, if you shall acquire an Eved, indentured servant, you shall work for 6 years. Ubashvi'is, in the 7th year you shall go 3. Ve'ish LaHakdim, let us begin Parshas Kisisa with some words from Parshas Kisisa, which is a few parshas later. V'nasnu ish kofer nafsho. Each person gives a half shekel for an atonement for their soul. V'lo yihye bohem. There will be no plague when they are being counted. Now, this was written for Mishpatim and Shkolim coming out together. That's why he's quoting Parshas Kisisa. This year, Mishpatim is not Parshas Shkolim because we have an extra Ador here coming up. But it brings down a lot of the ideas from Parshas Mishpatim anyway, so it's good. Hine Noda, it is known. D'lechol Adam, for every person, Yesh Bechinas Levush L'Neshama. Their soul has what's called a levush, which is a garment. And that's the way the neshama is presented to the body. It's called a levush. And the Baal Tanya writes about this, as well as others for it. Sha'al Yodo, that through this levush, the way the neshama is presented to that particular person's body, Nimshach Torah and Mitzvah Shalom, his Torah and Mitzvos are brought out. His particular chelek in Torah and Mitzvahs. Va'azeh ba'adam masakein habechinas levush. And a person is here to be masakein the levush of their soul, shenitan, which was given. V'im chas v'shalom pogen, and if one, God forbid, harms the levush that their neshama is brought into the group with, Yochol chas v'sholom lihiyos arum levush. Then we are bereft of our clothing, our spiritual clothing.
Something I know about coming. It's after the shama.
Yes.
And every shama has a levush.
Right.
But is the levush different than the neshama?
Yes, it is. It's not the neshama itself. The levush is the best way I can say it, because I find it to be a mysterious concept. It's the way the neshama is presented to that person's goof. And the word is like clothing, just like with clothing is how you present yourself through your levushim. So too, the neshama has to be presented to that person's body. And the presentation of the neshama to that body is called its levush. It's not really part of the neshama itself.
Okay, that's it.
Rak Shahakodesh Baruch Hu Mechadesh B'chol Yom. But we know that the Hashem renews the world every day. So even if on a particular day we have harmed the levush of our neshama, so hope is not lost. Kamo Shukasu V'Arizal. As the Arizal writes, B'Birchas Malbish Arumin. When we make the bracha in the morning, part of Birchos HaShachar, Brucha to Hashem Elokim Ophalam, Malbi Sharumim, you clothe those who are naked. So the pshat of that, of course, is just, you know, these clothing that we're wearing, that we're thanking Hashem and recognizing that God gives us clothing. But the Arizal writes on a deeper level, that's referring to the levush of the neshama. That in case we did something by an avera to harm the levush of our neshama, God renews it.
That's when we
renew our clothing. Right.
And then it comes
right. When we wake up, it's rejuvenated. That's right.
So is this levush, when we, I'll use your terminology, cause harm in our actions to a levush, does this levush protect our neshama and keep it pure in that sense?
I don't know. It's an interesting question. But being like it's an outer layer, maybe it serves a protective function. That's an interesting question. Don't know.
I keep trying to find in my mind a function for this levush, and
right.
I know I shouldn't.
Right.
And just leave it alone.
Maybe you'll find it. Vehine ikr ma'ashetzorecha adam lishmor v'zeh. What a person has to be careful with in order to guard himself, shelo yifkal ma'abakinus levush, not to defect their levush, hu hashne brisos, are the two brisos of a human being, shehem bris halashon u bris hamor, the bris of the mouth and the bris of the flesh, meaning what we speak about and our sexuality. Right, Yitzchak? Because we always talk about that. The Kemosh Kasuv b'Likutei Torah al pi. As it says in Likutei Torah from the Arizal, that the Pasuk says, Sim lasecha lo bosa me'alecha. Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu that as we walked through the desert, our clothing, similar, our dress, it didn't wear out. That was one of the nisim in the Midbar, that our clothing didn't wear down. Now here we have a remez, because we know that the neshama has a levush too. So we'll talk about it in a moment. Hu al yidei v'raglecha lo batseka. The next part of that pasuk is, and your feet did not become swollen. So you can imagine walking through a desert for 40 years that most people would have problems with their feet, and their feet could get sore and inflamed. That was another miracle. Raglecha lo batseka. Your feet did not become swollen as a result. So the Arizal learns it that it's two things. Sim lascha lo bosa, your levush of your neshama, doesn't get worn down as long as raglecha lo batseka, you watch your feet, you watch your legs. That's a remez to bris hamor, to bris mila. As long as you don't misuse your raglayim, your legs, then you'll be able to keep the levush of your neshama.
Could it also be a reference to regular foot massages?
I knew Hilly was going to say something about that. Shakoy avachinas pegam ha-yesod. She'im bazeh nishmar, if a person is careful with pegam ha-yesod, memela gam ha-levush, the simla shalokayim, the levush of their neshama, its garment, will remain intact. V'chein inyan b'pagam hadibur. So too, if a person is pogam with their speech, she'im chas v'sholom yifkom lifagam nifgam b'zeh halavush. If a person is pogam with their words, that also affects the levush of their neshama. So either shakir, or lashon hara, or rechilus, shabris halashon mechuvan, etc. Because we know that bris mila and the bris of the lashon, as we've learned many times, correspond to each other. Speech and sexuality are related to each other. And both of those two things are very important in terms of maintaining the levush as being intact and not being harmed. Whereas if we are pogam in those areas, that is pogam, the levush of our neshama. V'zeh klal inyan b'chinas pegamei ha'adam. This is the general nature of things that people could be pogam. Shehem bibechinas dibur umayse. And to generalize it, he says you have speech and you have action. That's where the pogam that a human being makes occurs. Shehare al machshava luchud en hakadosh baruch hu manish. We know from the Chachamim, God doesn't punish a person for an improper thought. Only if it's carried out into action or speech do we become punished for our thoughts. Otherwise, we don't. Ubris halashon, hulasakein bechinas hadibur, the bris of the mouth and of sanctifying our words, that has to do with speech, of course. Ubris hamur, hulasakein bechinas hamaisa. Now, in a more general fashion, bris hamur, the bris of the flesh, bris mila, you saw it. He says that has to do with action in general, right? Not only sexual action, but action in general. The whole realm of Maisa is about that, as he'll explain. She'alzeh ha'tikun hu b'bechinas Torah u'mitzvah. Says the tikun for dibur and Maisa is Torah and mitzvah. So Kemosha Kosev, as it says in the Gemara, v'dibarta b'am, you shall speak these words. It says that in the Kriya Shema, and the Chachamim say, below b'devorim b'teilim. You infer, when the Torah says, speak Torah, it sounds like there are things that we shouldn't be speaking. And in Enochinami, don't speak futile
words that have no meaning. Hu bechinas Torah, tikun li bechinas dibur. When we speak Torah, that actually affects our speech. It's not only that moment of the study of Torah that we're sanctifying our words, but it makes an impression on us. So our words in general become affected by the words of Torah. Ubechinas mitzvah, whereas mitzvah, which is now the realm of action, tikun libechinas bris hamaor libechinas yisod. That is the tikun for us in the realm of yisod, shein lihishtamish bo ela b'makom mitzvah, because we know we're not supposed to use our yisod, our sexuality, except in the places where it is a mitzvah to do so. So ma'aseh in general, just doing a mitzvah action, helps us in the realm of action, and it helps us in the realm of yisod. So Torah helps our dibur, and mitzvahs help our ma'aseh, including yisod. Kamo shekasuv, it says in the Gemara, Kadesh atzmecha b'mutra lach. Sanctify yourself in those things that are permitted to you. Vayidezeh, when a person does that, they're osek in Torah and mitzvos, hu bechinas tikun halavush. That brings forth a tikun for the levush of our neshama. Hu bichlal, and in general, bechinas Torah u mitzvos, Torah and mitzvos heim neged bechinas yitzira va'asiya. They correspond to the realm of asiya and yitzira in the four worlds you have from the top, Atzilus, Berea, Yitzira, Asiya. Says Torah corresponds to Yitzira, and Mitzvos corresponds to Asiya. So we're not only fixing ourselves through them, but that layer or level of creation. Behem Bechinas Vav He Shebeshem. And that also corresponds to the last two letters of the Shem Havaya, Vav and He. Now we've also learned before, Yud and K refer to Machshava, Chachma and Bina. So those are internal processes. Thought is in the mind, Machshava is in the mind, Chachma is in the mind, Bina is in the heart. Whereas Vav and K are overt external processes. Vav refers to Maisa, and He refers to Dibur. And those correspond to Yitzira and Asiya, which correspond to Torah and Mitzvah. So the tikkun of the final letters of the Shem Havaya come through the overt Torah and mitzvahs that we do. The tikkun of the Shem Yud Kei has to do more with our internal processes, our emotion, and our thoughts. Kelly?
Can you speak to the precedence of Maisa to Dibur? I mean, it makes sense in terms of the Shem Havaya and the Kei, the Yud Kei.
Right.
The quality of the five qualities of speech and so on, but it doesn't make intuitive sense. It would seem that Dibur would be before action, right, in terms of the flow of from Chachma through Bina, right. And also, there are things that you're not mechayev for speaking, but only for doing an action. So if you say
like if you say you're going to do an aver and you don't do it, is that what you mean?
I forget exactly what it is, but there are certain things that you don't that speaking is not an aver.
It doesn't occur in onish.
Right.
Okay. I'm trying to think of an example of what I said, I'm not sure, but I do hear what you're saying. Now, Hill, as far as your question, I think it is kind of counterintuitive, and because you look at the flow as going this way, you know. And it could be this, that it kind of reflects back to the mouth, that Malchus is Peh. And that's the idea of the bris halashon being mechuvan keneged bris hamaor, that it really flows down through all the way through your action, and then it comes back, it reflects back up to the peh, as opposed to going all the way down. It goes down and then goes back up. That would be my idea of visualizing it. And I think the avoda that comes out of it is that in order for a person to be misakein their speech, they have to make sure that they're misakein their maisa. What we do in the world affects how we speak.
Another thought that occurred to me as we were contemplating it here is that's also the level of how we explain it to ourselves, how we interpret our own action, and our meaning, which is really central to then once again the flow of thought.
Very good. Very good.
Yes, Bruce? Talking about tikkun halavush.
Yes.
But I would assume the lavush, why does the lavush need a tikkun? Only if we've done something wrong.
Correct. That's correct. That's his premise.
Right. That's definitely the premise because a baby that's born with a neshama that's cloaked in a lavush has yet...
There's no hate.
Right.
That's right. It's through our own aveiros.
In any way it bothers the neshama.
Not in this mimer, the realm of Ra. Ra can have no effect on it. I'm not sure where that begins. I mean, the Baal Tanya writes that, the Torah mitzvot are one of the Levushim, Dibur and Maitha.
That's
right.
Is Levush of
does seem to be an individual thing as well. Now, that lesson that I used before, which is for them to fulfill their purpose in the world, and that's what the Levush does. Appear to be the same thing, but I'm not sure.
It wouldn't be off to think about.
It could be. So Nasa.
We realize that level of in a commercial transaction, you have to do some kind of an action.
Oh, okay, good. You know, then I'm going to sell this to you, but you don't actually make a Kenyan. It's not sold. That's true. V'zehu b'chinas yamim yutzaru. So this is that a day is also a levush. U'kmoshe kasubidos, that he's passing into the world. And each successive the yom sheni has a certain mida, yom shalishi has a certain mida. They all have their own midas. And levush as well. The noda de b'chinas ha levush.
I just really had a thought that he had the quality of Bobby Yeoman.
Okay. Oh, good. Very good. Dehu bechina shame kale, al shame vavhe. This vavhe is Torah and mitzvos, dibur and maisa, and the shame that in the realm of halacha you have concepts and things that are ketzavos, which means six directions. Sheyesh baze birur, shelo yifgam bahamidos, not to be pogame the midos. Now, so that represents a person's midos. It's all the ways action that we may choose to go. So if we're going this way, if we're going that way, if we're going chesed, if we're going, for example, a person could be kind in the wrong situation. A tikkun libechinas lashon, that also is a tikkun for speech, shagam sham vihine, letakein.
That's the pasuk traditionally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is through Mesiris Nefesh, which means self-sacrifice. It's from the realm of Asiya by saying Tachanun. I don't want to get into that because I can't. Own desires. So that's also a kind of Mesiris Nefesh. Now I think a certain desire to do something, which is negative, and you hold back. Not only a Mesiris Nefesh in what we do, but the Chiddush here is that there's always a particular tikkun for Pagam HaYisod. And I think the correlation is very clear to Tikkun for Pagam HaYisod. I think it's a very innovative thought.
One thought I touched that the Shekhinah isn't evident to us, and that the understanding, is a constant avoda, it's not natural.
The Adam Hu HaNefesh, as it says, the blood is the soul. When we b'chinas dam, is that through Mesiras Nefesh, when a person is Moser, I've given up my ratzon, my taiva to do that thing. I've held back. Bechinas Dibur, Bechinas Yisod. And that's the Ikr Tikkun for both Dibur and Yisod, because it says also with no das, a person's nefesh is no good. Shakem Mishtei Brisas. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who brings forth das, mur or maisa, what's happening is that we've lost our das, and we've lost that concentration. So das is masaking that. Richard, what time do you have?
Five.
Okay. And I'm going to stop.
Well, what the parshas that were coming up brings us, right? Because of what is to follow soon is this worship of that idol. But any comments?
All the way home.
Okay.
And there's always that possibility of backsliding, or even at the next madrig is basically olam haba. And we didn't go further. We didn't have backsliding, which is what happened.
Okay.
Even with the Moshe
Rabbeinu. To effect on everybody.
Yeah.
And whether that... Some before,
which was the majority of the people,
right.
We're still affected by the pain because we're all part of the same Shev and possibly Yeshua, who were apart from the people who was part of Klal Yisrael. It certainly made a difference because it affected the way God the Jewish people. Yes, Shukoha.